Wicomico County Executive Julie Giordano, in reference to Senate Bill 245, was in Annapolis recently to voice her opposition to this bill, which she says would prohibit the state of Maryland, local governments, county sheriffs, law enforcement, and correctional officers from entering into immigration enforcement agreements with federal authorities.
Let me be very clear what that means. It means criminals who are arrested in our jail could be released back into our neighborhoods instead of being safely transferred into federal custody. It means violent offenders and repeat criminals could be returned to our streets. This bill does not make Maryland safer. It does not make Wicomico County safer. It makes our citizens more vulnerable.
Giordano said for that reason she has announced her administration has committed to entering into the 287G program, specifically the Warrant Service Officer model. The 287G is a lawful and longstanding partnership between local governments and law enforcement agencies and federal authorities. She and Sheriff Mike Lewis added that the application is pending with ICE and did not require a county council vote, though most council members support the decision. In Salisbury, I'm Joe Ciccanti for the Talk of Delmarva.